Welcome to the Casual Cowards Pointcast number 30.1 NES Battle Royale. My name is Chester.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
And with us today is DLC.
What's up?
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Thank 1 week right. later.
Two weeks in a row.
Yep. He actually never left. I just locked him in this room.
You know, they're not supposed to know that.
No. You've been here all week in this room.
Hanging out for a whole week.
I sleep on this table.
I think that you've done a great thing with the piss corner and the shit corner. You've actually separated them out.
I'm glad that you left it right there so I can just tear up that little piece of carpet.
When I was locked in here for a week, I just used the same corner for both. But way to delegate.
You know, those mixtures of those two chemicals, it doesn't.
You are a person who gets things done.
Amen.
So,
that's me.
Why do we bring him back?
I didn't even lock the door, by the way. He could have just left.
he chose to stay.
I was invited. I wasn't given permission to leave, so that's how it works,
supposed
right?
to open the door?
No, you're like the opposite of a vampire. You can't leave until you're asked to.
Well, can you go and take your shit pile with you?
No, it's your house. You pick it up.
He's a guest here. You don't ask a guest to clean his own shit pile. What's wrong with you,
rules.
Ryan? Come on. Yeah.
You want a list?
But if you're but if you're a guest, you get a Mad Catz controller.
Oh,
I wouldn't do that to anybody. That's rude.
So,
all right, so what are we doing today?
We asked DLC to stick around to be the judge for our NES battle. Each one of us brought our own game, not our own game, but a game that
I designed
loved.
My game.
I made my own game.
You guys designed your own games?
Yeah.
That's right.
I am the law.
It's called Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. I'll tell you what it is.
Is it the sequel to Dick Tracy?
It's actually way worse than the Dick Tracy movie.
Is it Space Invaders, but with dicks coming out?
No,
it's actually the prequel to Dick Tracy.
It's Dick Trickle and the Space Docks.
If you stay another night at my house, I'm going to show you what it is. And it's rough.
Right.
And it's greasy.
Your subreddit is Space Dicks, right?
Yeah.
There will be blood.
So we each chose an NES game that we loved from the past, the future.
We are piggybacking off of our indie game battle because we had a lot of fun with that.
And
even if you guys didn't have fun with it, it's our show.
Yeah, fuck you. It's our show.
Right?
There is no revenue stream.
It's our show for now. I'm thinking that DLC here might soon own the show.
Yeah, I'll be sitting in the living room while you guys... He has a deep, sultry voice. You guys don't need me.
And he shows up for it. You're just like, fuck you, get on with it.
He's just going to stick around and make all our next episodes while we're not
here. Just because I show up in a bad mood doesn't mean I don't get in a good mood when we start.
Every once in a while we hear from down the hall, put the lotion in the fucking basket.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
It's just me in the living room talking to my foot.
Puts the lotion on.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
I love we have the Jane Gumps.
I'd fuck me hard.
I'd fuck me. I'm fuck me.
What? You just sound like you're slowed down.
Puts the lotion.
I'd fuck me.
And it's the same. So watch Monk. No. And try not to say that when the captain comes in. Captain!
I'd fuck me. I'm Monk!
I actually never realized I was the same guy until maybe like a year ago when you told me.
Yeah, it's
I thought that guy was locked up or killed.
In the movie, he was killed.
Okay.
But the actor lives on.
How did he go on to make
and
good?
And such is the magic of movies.
Of Hollywood.
This doesn't make any sense. How did he get killed and then go to be a police captain?
Dude, okay.
That doesn't make
he changed
sense.
His life around.
No, wait. California. That's it. California.
California.
Anything is possible.
California.
Those liberal.
Okay.
Liberal
sunshine state. That's all you had to say. California.
Can we talk about goddamn video games?
So far left, they don't have a right arm.
I turn on this goddamn Rocky music.
In the basket.
So, yeah. Chester.
Oh, yes.
So we're doing the NES Brawl.
Battle Royale.
We have all brought games to the table. We are going to battle them Royale. DLC is
You didn't physically bring them, though. They're not on the table.
No.
Do you
want to
whack? Dude, this is...
We emulated them.
We have video right now.
It's an emulated battle. It's not a real battle.
Oh, it's actually... I actually do own my game physically. It's just not in this room.
Oh, I own my game physically, too.
Oh, what about you, Chester?
Things in physical
shape. I own it physically. I just physically type it onto the computer.
Coming from the guy who works at a game store, like Snake Rattle and Roller, we got like 50 copies in the back.
You guys could have told me each of these games, except for Excitebike, because everybody wants Excitebike.
I have Excitebike.
Okay, well,
I don't have any.
I got Excitebike for days. I polished it up with the fucking Brasso.
He buffed it out.
Brasso is a miracle worker.
It is. It's fantastic. Anyway, so enough about NES. Like, fixing. Who wants to start? Who wants to go?
It's Chester's episode.
I don't want to go first.
It's the Chester-sode.
I'm nervous.
The Chester-sode?
Do you want me to go first?
Who cares?
I
mean...
All right, I'll go first. You go first?
You go first. Well, you're ready.
My ears are open.
Did you make an outline or something?
I made an outline.
Oh, you go first, then. I got prepared.
All right, so I chose Snake, Rattle, and Roll because this is one of my favorite games growing up. And also our fan Othello, who... comments on the website all the time. Is apparently a big fan.
Can you hold on for a second?
Snake, Rattle, and Roll.
Can you play the fucking music for his game?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Not only does this game have an amazing soundtrack.
Which we have 14 minutes of.
Dude, this game gets down at the 8-minute mark. He was right. Really, it's just, it shines.
It's like listen this, to it for 8 minutes, like an old change surf. Your life.
Is that like that song? Was that Great Balls of Fire?
No, it was like, okay, so this reminds me of like TC Pro-Am. Like that. Was it TC Pro-Am? Come on, help me out
here.
TNC Surf Design.
TNC Surf Design, thank you.
These are like
we know what
old,
my game is now.
Some old ballads.
It's very, not, is it like rockabilly I'm thinking of? Or like,
it is. No, it is. Yes, it is like shake, it's, rattle, and
you're
roll.
Just like,
yeah.
You just want to like
yeah.
swing.
Oh, I get it now.
Ah,
you guys...
Except it is snake and rattle and roll.
Well, there's two. You can play co-op. You can play as rattle and roll.
So is it
right? Your mind just—I saw it almost blew. It expanded and then.
Oh,
reduced.
there's another.
Oh yeah, oh,
another
yeah.
track from the 70s.
Oh,
my
did
name
you
is
throw the 8-minute track dude. On there?
Yeah, Casey Kasem.
So,
oh god,
is dead.
This game made by Rare in their early days. Mm-hmm. They also made Marble Madness, Cobra Triangle, California Games.
I love
Jordan versus Bird.
I love California Games.
Right, Super Off Road, Captain Skyhawk, and Battletoads.
Now that you have said all of those titles, I realize that every single one of those titles is a silver label.
They're fucking.
What does that mean?
Awesome.
It means that you know how all of Capcom's Disney games had that purple like frame label.
Okay.
They all look exactly the same.
Oh yeah.
All of these games look exactly the same. Have the same format.
Okay. Speaking of Battletoads, does that still happen? Do you get people calling asking for Battletoads?
No, not our store, but when I worked at GameStop, they're like, hey, you got Battletoads? I'm like, yeah, it's on the Wii channel. Get some Wii points and buy it. And they're like, what do I do? And then before they hang up, I just hear, what have I done?
I didn't mean to derail you. Go ahead.
Joke's over.
Okay, so originally it was made for the NES. And then ported later to the Sega Mega Drive, where they added an additional level. But basically, in this game, it's kind of like Q-Bert. We all remember Q-Bert, how it was 3D, quote-unquote 3D. But it's like a platformer.
Turned at a 45-degree angle is what you're looking for.
Right, exactly. So you play as a snake. You just start as the head of the snake in each level.
I like where this is going.
You roll around. You've got, for some reason, you've got a forked tongue that is sticky like a frog tongue. But you roll around, and there's they call them nibbly pibblies. But they're these little circular ball things.
Did Adam Sandler make this game?
You stick your tongue on these balls.
You were even building up to that. You fucking
loaded
this shit up.
And then if you hit one of these balls with your tongue, it goes into your mouth. And then your snake gains a segment, so it gets longer and longer. Your snake gets longer.
So
more balls.
So when you put
the balls in your mouth, you get longer and longer.
The more balls that go into your mouth, the longer your snake gets. Okay.
I should have loaded up
the dirtiest look.
No.
Yeah, it's the best game ever. I want to play this. Now, can I change my game?
This game really is awesome.
Go on. I'm working on something here.
As you're, you know, traversing, you're avoiding weird ass fucking enemies. Like there's a toilet seat that tries to grab you.
That tries to grab your balls.
It does try to. It tries to drop onto your balls.
That's fighting love.
There's a giant foot that kind of stomps, kind of like the foot from Monty Python, that stomps around. And if you kill it, you get an extra life.
Is it the brother to the hand from Zelda that comes and picks you
kinda. Up? Kinda. Yeah. It just kind of stomps around, and then you hit it, you lick it a lot, and it gives you an extra life.
Oh.
This game is weirder the more I talk about it.
It's very sexual. The game is very sexual.
Rare knew what the fuck yeah.
so,
you're doing.
So Jesus. Each level, you're actually ascending this mountain, and you get to the very top, and you're in space, and you have to, like, dodge these things and then get into the spaceship.
What are they, fucking dildos?
No, they're balls. They're just more balls. There's more balls falling out of space trying to hit you. But this game is so much fun. It's really challenging. The music is great.
Wow, Derek.
Sorry. I was trying to find snot. My balls, your chin.
There's a great co-op mode where there's two snakes, and they're both licking balls at the same time and getting longer. And then you work together to try to get to the next level. But
I think I've seen this movie.
So you can only get together if you have enough balls in
your
mouth.
Human centipede.
Right. You have to have your snake has to be long enough to unlock the door to go to the next level.
We'll call it the vagina.
We call it what you want. I call it a door.
It looks suspiciously like the lock on a chassis.
The doorway to life.
I don't think you guys should have let me go first.
Wow.
That was a very strong opening.
I actually really want to play this game now. Jesus Christ.
It's pretty fucking great.
I think your game is going to win because you came at it at the right angle. I came at it like, I'm going to win this shit. I'm going to talk about gameplay. And you're just like, so balls and snakes and chins.
It's a really difficult game. I can't get past the third level. There's 11 levels.
Ironically,
you can never
like,
get past
like,
third base.
Like your sex life.
I can't get past third base. Are there 11 bases in Sex Lives that I'm not reaching?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's 4 innings. So
there's actually 9 innings.
Eventually you ascend all the way to the top of this mountain and you get in the spaceship and it takes off. And the Sega, what do they call it? The Mega Drive, they added an extra level where your spaceship crashes on Mars. And you jump around on Mars or something.
You have to lick Martian balls.
Yeah.
So this turned to Toe Jam and Earl.
Planet but there was a great water level where you actually your snake swims around in the water and you have to eat balls.
But it can't go
water.
In the door because all the lubrication has just been washed away.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes wetness, too much wetness
yeah,
can be bad.
You know what's awesome is your snakes also spit.
Oh, there's power-ups. There's power-ups that make your snake's tongue longer.
Are they diamond-shaped
so you can grab
pills?
Balls from farther away.
Can we just call them, like, power-ups?
That's what I called them. they are power-ups.
They're all balls-er-ups or something.
Well, they're tongue extenders.
I like it. I like
but
the
that's
game.
It. I guess I'll that's it.
It's got a tight soundtrack.
It does.
Much like
soundtrack.
That door. That door is so tight, you're not going to fit through it unless you have...
I think the co-op play is one of the coolest features.
Tell me about the co-op.
Tell me about the ego.
Tell you about the ego.
No, we're not talking about the ego anymore. We're done. We're done with that guy.
Well, the co-op is basically it's the exact same game, but you both have a little snake that...
So you're both trying to get
licks
balls.
Yeah. It's not really... I mean, you kind of work together to unlock the door. But the only really competitive part is how many balls you consume gives you more points. So if you wanted to keep track of score and say, oh, I ate more balls than you, then... But really, you're working together to complete the level.
Okay, and I'll say this just because it's Rare. They knew exactly what the fuck
they
were doing.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
These are the makers of Conker.
Yeah, the people
Bad
that made
Day.
Conker. They knew exactly what they were doing. That's amazing.
And this was in 1990. It was released in July of 1990.
So I'm just imagining like little Chester like going to his mom, like, no, mom, there's snakes and balls that you put in your mouth.
Well,
and, like,
I didn't
co-op.
Actually own an NES at any point in my life.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would go over to my buddy's house all the time, and we'd play Mega Man, and we played Snake Rattle and Roll, and Cobra.
We put each other's balls in our
mouths. Triangle.
Cobra Triangle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so.
Wow. That's, how do you follow that?
With dirt bikes.
With dirt bikes. Yeah,
let's find out. How do you follow that? Who wants to go second?
With Excitebike. I picked this game because not only is it my go-to game in the Nintendo Olympics, because apparently nobody can play Excitebike well.
I'll play the shit out of Excitebike.
I'm terrible at it.
I'm really good at Excitebike.
Richard, you just press the A button. That's it.
No, there's A and B.
There's a turbo button. See, there it
there's
is.
There's up and down.
Yeah. So you can make the other riders crash.
I just drive straight through everything.
No, you got to make the other drivers crash. You can like go into them, hit their front tire with your rear wheel, and make those motherfuckers crash. Then they got to run like a duck back to their bike, which is just hilarious. And then the only reason I really picked this is, I mean, there's a lot of good other good NES games, but the track editor.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. You forgot about the track editor, didn't you?
Yeah. Jumps for days.
Yeah, this was like one of the first Nintendo games where you could modify the game to your liking. You could go and make your own track.
User-generated Son content. Of a bitch.
But yeah. It never saved.
It didn't. Because why would you need to save? You just go in there and put a bunch of R's and S's.
Well, no, because I... Oh. Well, no, because if I... Now, if I were to go through and like make a level and like delete it out, I'd be like... I would just like freak out.
Well,
like,
you do it on his emulator and just do a save state. Nah.
Nah, but no, but that didn't have, that wasn't, nah, back, no, that no, 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 we're not talking about emulator, no, we're talking, yeah, about like the
me and my brother
game.
Used to spend hours and hours and hours just like creating tracks and racing each other on them and racing the computer, which was awesome because those guys would get on there and you just make them crash.
Endless
and
computers.
They never ended. Yeah, you're like, all right, so there's four guys and I passed. Where the fuck did these guys come from? I already made everyone crash. So it was awesome. It had that track editor thing. It was amazing.
I'm sorry. I was
grooving, man.
Right. That was
just
good.
Got so much hate.
That was exciting.
Track editor. No, it was good because you didn't really modify your games at that point. That was amazing.
Simple game.
It's really simple. If you just play the game...
No, it's simple, but at the same time, it finesse. Like, yeah. You have to have finesse. Because
you can't just turbo it all the way through. And you can't just use just your A button and just, like, hold it down and just go straight.
Well, you...
Because you're going to hit an oil slick, and someone's going to run into you and make you crash like an asshole.
Well, I have to add it to you, like, because you're not going to touch on it, but because I've been playing Excitebike recently. It actually, you had to...
Oh, you had to land flat.
Yeah, well, either land flat or
land
catch the angle of the jump. Yeah, so there are different jumps.
I was
different
getting there.
Things.
I was getting there.
You were gone.
I was totally getting there.
Done. You were done.
I was honestly getting there. Anyways, yeah, you did have to control it. I mean, that didn't matter as much. As long as you know how to control your turbo,
yeah.
Landing flat wasn't that big of a deal.
You
which
pull
I always
some sweet tricks.
I always land flat. By the way, there were no sweet tricks. Maybe on the 64 version.
Excitebike 64 was the shit.
You're like good. A cat.
But no, I just picked that because it was one of the first games that you could go in there and create your own content. That was a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time doing that.
There you go.
I remember doing that as a young Chester.
As a young Chester.
A young Padawan.
I did that as a young Chester as well. Like, why?
We can all remember our early days as young Chester.
Why did you have to pick the ball game? You're going to win.
Yeah, you made me go first.
So you done?
I'm done. I'm done with this ball game.
It's Excitebike. Everyone loves Excitebike.
Everybody loves Excitebike. It's going to be a part
now
of it.
I was going to trash talk your game, but now I'm like, I feel bad for you, buddy. Hey.
I will.
Good choice, guy.
No, we can trash talk, but we're going to wait till everybody gets through, and then we'll give one round of trash talking.
All right. Well, okay? I don't know what you're talking about, but it sucks already.
You already blew your load, okay?
All over the mountain.
All right, so I'm bringing to the table. That's not what I'm bringing to the table. I can't stop it. I can't ever do that.
Star Fox 64.
Yeah, Star Fox 64.
I can't stop it.
Oh my god.
Fox.
Ugh.
All right, I'm bringing to the table.
I guess I should be thankful.
I'm doing RC Pro Am. Also a rare game, and not like a rare game, like you can't find it, because you can get this shit for fucking $5 anywhere. Like, say...
Last time I checked, it was two.
Really?
No.
It probably is on Amazon or eBay.
I bought this shit three weeks ago.
He's just ragging on your game.
No.
No, please go ahead. I'm listening to
objective,
everyone.
Judge. Objective. Yeah, I'm being... So...
Balls.
Objective balls. So RC Pro-Am is another rare game. It was made in 1988. It is a top-down, like kind of three-quarters view racing game to where you control the red card. There are trucks. If you get enough Nintendo power-ups, you can turn it into a four-wheel kind of...
It's next level.
Well, it looks like a Land Rover, and then at the end, you can turn it into like the actual like the race cars. So there are 24 different tracks that you can go through. There are power-ups. First of all, it's a fast-paced game, and it's got really tight controls, like for a Nintendo game, and it equates one-to-one to like what you're pushing on your controller and like how it pivots, because the car just pivots around the track. 24 tracks. If you spam like any type of power-up, the yellow car will actually take off and take. This is the speed that it goes. I think it's 124 miles an hour.
It will just take off and run over an amateur driver.
Until I was doing the research for my little battle royale. What did you say? Take over the what driver?
You know who sponsors him?
Yeah, Tony Stewart.
Anyway, so fuck you.
It's too soon. Was he your favorite driver?
Oh, the guy who got like
you missed my whole joke. Get out of here.
Got moitalized.
God, this game looks terrible.
Well, okay, so I can't. So looks awful. You get balls, I get dead guys.
apparently, yeah, it's not your fault that Tony Stewart just murdered a guy.
He's an asshole. So anyway, it's got power ups. It has variations. It has obstacles. If you spin out on it, it's got where your cart can fall apart if you hit the side of the track too hard. Well, listen to that.
It's got at least four colors. This looks really nice. Ooh, five colors.
That's the winning. Listen to that. It's the winning shit right there. So, with your power-ups, you can either have the, we call them the farts, but they're actually the bombs that went out behind you. So you can trash people behind you. Cause it's really, really competitive gameplay cause you're only playing against the computer and they're really, really good. I don't know if they match like how you're driving, but they always stay competitive.
It's got the rubber band physics.
So, it's not like a Excitebike where they just never go away.
Yeah, where they just keep spamming you. But they have like little acceleration pads that you can hit. But they also threw in like little doors that came up or little walls that came up. So if you hit an acceleration pad and you run into that wall, you're out of commission for like a couple thwomp. Seconds. Yeah, kind of like a thwomp. But you can also get roll cages, which will... it will cause your opponents to spin out if they touch you. The same thing as like the
just
oil
like
track.
In real life.
Just like in real life. Like, just don't come at me, man.
I got a roll cage, bitch.
I touched you.
Back off.
Now you're dead.
I got a roll cage. You're dead.
Stay out of here, Dewey. You don't want none of this. It's the cheapest drug there is. Sorry. Stay away from me.
It's not habit forming.
It's not habit forming. I'm thinking I want some of this. Get out of here, Dewey. So anyway, it is the Dewey Cox or his black friend, Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
It is the Tim Meadows of... Anyway.
Ladies, man.
It's a tight racing game, really simple interface. The only thing you have to do to move on to the next level is get third place. If you get fourth place, you're done.
So you have to be...
In the
top three out of four.
No, but it comes down to like Mario Kart all status right. To where you're like you're really, really competing against the other people. And it's just one of those things where like
is it multiplayer?
It's not multiplayer. Ooh. It could have been a great multiplayer, but I just don't think that they were there at the time. You can see this in rare games like looking at Snake Rattle and Roll or Battletoads. You can't keep the screen with it, and this is before split screen. So
Yeah, because I was thinking it's similar to off-road, super off-road.
Yeah.
But that showed you the whole map.
Which was a rare game.
And it was multiplayer.
Yeah. But
this one, actually, the camera follows your car.
You always stay at the center of the screen. Screen. And it isn't the cool progression about this game is it's not if you win the races. It's how you have to collect tiles that spell Nintendo. So,
whores.
Deep breath.
I'm thinking I've played this game,
right? And aren't there oil spills? There's like little oil.
No, when I was, it's one of those titles when I played when I was younger that has left my mind.
This is the one. It's like a 45 degree.
Well, I see a screenshot right
top
here.
Down
like, that looks familiar.
Micro machines. They feel like.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like micro machines, but
And it's such a fun game. It's so addictive. And like what I okay, so like I won't compete against the games right now, but it's
thrown in the towel already.
No. I'm gonna wait until we got one more round.
Okay.
So this is just me talking about game. It's easy to pick up. You jump in and it's got great tight controls, tight gameplay, and it's got it's got a little bit of extra like not straightforwardness to where you don't just win the race. You actually have to collect the tokens. And if you spam the power-ups, the yellow guy actually just takes himself out of the equation and puts him first place. Like, he could be three laps behind, and he will beat you. Like,
well, that doesn't seem fair at all.
No, it doesn't, but it does
don't
that
spam.
Yeah, don't spam the power-ups.
But you took the time to collect the power-ups. Why should you not get to use them?
I don't know. So anyway, so that is my RC Pro-Am. So now we
your
go
shit's
to,
weak, son.
All right, so yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about why your game is better than our game.
Don't, it speaks for itself.
All right, so Chester is a softball. I think he slipped 20 to Richard under the table.
I don't need to. No, it's just this game's. I mean, we've all played Excitebike. It's a great game. It's a classic. It's well known because it's such a great game.
That was just like you're a time to kill, like.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to trash talk people.
I feel bad for you guys because I just I don't know how DLC is gonna vote. I honestly don't.
You just did
he's
like
a blank slate.
He totally just did the. I'm a simple hyper chicken.
I'm just. I may be totally just a simple hyper chicken.
That's all you did. You just did like. I don't know what all these flim-flammable things on the screen are or how I control them. I know that there are balls and snakes with tongues and dick jokes.
This game is fun, and I would love to play multiplayer with one of you guys, if not both
of
you.
Chester. Fuck it. Let's play this.
Huh?
Fuck it. Let's play it.
Let's do it. Tonight. Let's play tonight.
All right, so...
You sound like you're planning a fuck session.
Chester. Lick my balls and make
there's
your snake longer.
There's going to be so much ball licking going on tonight.
Oh, our snakes are going to get so long.
So many doors are going to be unlocked.
All right.
You know, I'm trying to think of an allegory to make Excitebike sound like gay sex. And I can't. I just can't.
Hey, hold on. No. You ram your bike into other men.
No, that doesn't work.
You slick him with your oil?
He runs like he's got a stick.
I'm flabbergasted. Chester's game is amazing. Your game sounds awful. I remember playing your game, and I hated it a lot. I rented it from, it was Rent-A-Flick. That's what they had back in the day. And I did not like it at all. I remember it being, what's the word, wonky, the controls. Yeah.
Clunky?
Yeah. You push right too much, and you turn right way too fast.
Unresponsive.
Yeah. The whole 45-degree thing was hard to control with a controller that only goes four ways.
That is one of the pratfalls of Snake Rattle.
I'm waiting. Yeah. My turn is coming.
So F your game. Chester.
You're not deciding
your game
this.
Is fucking
you're,
gay.
You're arguing for your game.
I don't need to argue for my game. His game is gay. Your game sucks.
So you just went like, I'm a simple happy chicken. I know what homosexuality is and shit is.
Well, Your Honor, they all hide me.
I say, boy.
Where's our bad lawyer?
I don't know. Probably banging.
He's
his
probably
Asian
in
girlfriend.
Jail for that incompetence.
I'm not supposed to talk about my game. I already did that. I'm supposed to talk shit about your games.
Okay, so my game is shit, and your game is gay.
It's gay. It's real gay, and not like gay. Like people say it's gay. Like it means it sucks.
So he boiled it
your
down.
Your game is like it is very homosexual.
He boiled
charged.
It down to a Republican argument, but they're gay, Your Honor. They have
no
rights.
I'm not saying it's. I still want to play it.
You Rick Perry'd the fucking
I'm not,
argument.
I'm not, yeah, I know. I still want to play it.
Jesus never would have played this game.
I'm a closet ball licker. I mean,
Jesus would have turned off the game.
That's what it all
outside.
Boils down to.
Jesus would have took the cartridge out of the system and replaced it.
And he would have never licked those balls
with
again.
Excite bike.
Thank you,
Your Honor. It has engines. And gasoline, and all the things that men love. And your game is garbage.
But his game has the same things, engines and gasoline.
Yeah, but the yellow car wins no matter what. That's stupid.
That's only if you spam.
So you should be able to spam.
Okay.
If you took the time to get those power-ups.
Hold on. Even if you spam the golden mushroom, it runs out quickly.
Okay, but you still get to just use it as much as you want until it runs out.
Hold on.
Okay, let's say you only use it once. It's not going to last the whole rest of the track.
Okay, so you have an issue with spamming.
I do have it, because you took the time to swerve into those power-ups to get them, did you not?
I didn't make the game.
Nah, I'm just saying. You should be able to use them.
Okay.
You picked them up.
All right, so are you done?
Can I finish?
I have a final thought.
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. So I will counter idiot.
Idiot? Counter idiot.
Idiot, counter idiot. So, opposed to your game, you say that I can't spam. However, Excitebike just continually throws spams, if you will, drivers at you. Also, your driver runs like a retarded person.
He does run like a retarded person. And I'm not going to argue against that.
You have to jam the B button to get him back. So, like,
so you run like a...
He's like a duck man.
Like it's an ostrich?
He runs like duck man.
And
that's what he runs like.
As you're arguing that the subtle nuances of the controller, which, you know, makes it... Like
the,
how you
the
get
subtle
around.
Nuances.
If I press NES right, I turn controller. Right. This is bullshit.
No.
The thing is that it, with the 45 degrees, how it's turned. I would always end up like, am I turning enough? And I would turn way too much.
Okay, so Excitebike's the same way, where you have to go back and forward and back and forward, like when you have to land.
But it's on the same plane as a controller.
So you can't.
Left is left, right is right.
If the controller was an X instead of a plus sign. It would have worked a lot better.
Okay. So I'm just saying that my game is better than yours.
So you're going to Republican me.
No. All I'm saying is that as much as Excitebike has its skill, my game has more longevity. Like it is once Does you it? Figure out the controllers, like the control scheme. No, and this game... I'm not going off of what everybody knows. I'm just arguing gameplay. I'm arguing what the game is. If you learn to play this game, it is a lot more enjoyable to play than Excitebike.
But does it have a track editor?
It does not have a track editor.
But there are 24 tracks. Right.
But there are 24 tracks that you can keep playing that each car that you get has different attributes. Okay, thank you. The power-ups aren't in the same place, and it's just it's a different game. So I think that my racing game also has three different types of vehicles that you have to earn. How about yours?
I think that you have a racist game is what you have.
Okay. So now that I've taken on you, I will take on Snake Rattle and Roll. All
right, bring it.
Only because this is going to be so hard for me because
they're... Pun intended.
Listen, I've snaked, I've rattled. It's time to roll.
I'm leaving.
I feel like we just made you sit here. You can say anything that you want.
No. I see what I'm doing now. What I have been doing for most episodes.
You're taking.
I'm
absorbing.
judging us. He's judging us. Stop judging me.
So with snake, rattle and roll, the only thing that I can say is that it's a little harder to pick up than RC Pro-Am because it is. It's like Marble Madness. It seems like Marble Madness in reverse. Like it's got the 3D. It's got the same 3D angle, like the 45 degree angle.
I mean, you mean like your game?
Yes.
That's why I said the same. You get same.
I thought you're doing the same for Marble Madness.
Equitable.
Also the same as Marble Madness.
Also the same as Marble Madness. Also made by Rare. it's lacking co-op, but at the same time,
what
his game?
My game is lacking co-op.
Okay.
And it does, I can't knock the power ups because it has the same power ups. However, I just think that this is more.
Your game has the tongue extending.
It doesn't have power the tongue.
The only power up?
It's got the farting.
No,
thing.
No. There's two other. Well, there's.
We another. Have already heard your argument, sir.
There's one
we
other power up that speeds up.
He is out of order.
There's one other power up which speeds up your snake, makes it go faster. And there's a power down that actually makes it so the controls are reversed.
So there's like Viagra and cocaine.
Okay.
Yes.
That is exactly. All I wanted to know. Please continue.
Hey, he's allowed to ask questions. Why are you giving me the death stare?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. So, it's hard to go up against Snake Rattle and Roll because, one, it was 2 years ahead of what this game was because Rare put it out on basically the same engine, I want to say, like probably in the same vein. However, I just think that mine's more accessible. It's actually probably got it's set to a different mindset. It's like kind of more fast paced. I want to say while they're not the same games, mine's better.
All right.
And I'm just a simple hyper chicken. And fuck you. And fuck you.
Daddy done good.
And now we turn to you.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that every argument was an argument, but at the end it's like, my game is just better than yours. Fuck you.
Well, because it all comes down to you, sir. That's why we have brought you here. This is why you are in our studio. Quoty fingers.
This week. As opposed to last week, you were here to talk about Golden Eye.
It's weird that we're all wearing the same
clothes. Yeah, you guys didn't even change your fucking clothes.
Or every day when I'm talking about video games at work.
I just happen to wear this shirt every Friday.
Admit it, these are the conversations you want to have.
They are very good conversations.
Do you need any other clarification?
I'm thinking about it.
Any questions? I'm
thinking about it.
Any questions about making balls?
I want to talk about each game specifically.
We'll give you
Snake. I'm still trying to grasp
the balls.
Cut right there.
Do whatever you got to do.
It's mind the it's
get
shaft,
a handful.
Mind the stepchildren.
Look, I admit the game is a mouthful.
It's a lot to take in.
Look, I'm about 4 puns from fucking disqualifying the game. I swear to God.
It always goes down smooth.
There's one.
Hey.
You're cheating.
It's got a lot of longevity.
Like, God, the fucking puns that were just from that game itself, the way you described it, are simply incredible. However, I felt like I didn't get much information about how the game works. So is it set up like Qbert?
It's a platformer, but it's supposed to be 3D, on the NES, so it's a little tough. The way it's laid out is much like the Qbert grid, where it's like top to bottom.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, the same.
Now, are you the top or the bottom?
Same 45-degree angle as his game.
Okay.
In fact, it's probably a little more confusing, the controls. I'm going to downplay my game. Yes.
That's the word. I've been looking for that word. It's
isometric. It is. Okay. Exactly.
Oh, fake 3D.
Yes, fake 3D, exactly.
Faux 3D. Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit, sometimes it's a little difficult to judge as you're platforming through the game if that platform's on the same plane as you because of the isometric
layout. Do you jump? Do you press any other buttons besides the D-pad?
You jump. And you press another button to lick things.
To lick what?
There's a jump button and a lick button.
So it's like Yoshi.
And pause.
And
there's
not
a pause
like
button.
Gay sex.
You can pause the game. Do your games pause?
They actually they do.
Totally does.
I would imagine.
It's all games pause.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Well, except for D.
D?
No, yeah, D doesn't pause. You got to beat the game within 2 hours. But anyway,
that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Well, a lot of the Final Fantasy games, you pause them, but the
we're not talking about.
Okay.
God, I like all of you guys so much. I just don't want to offend anybody.
Ah, don't
offend two of us right now.
No, he's got questions to ask.
You want
to
ask any other questions?
Not necessarily, because I have experience with Excitebike. I know what an Excitebike is.
Okay.
It's called a softball because he's too bitch.
It's not a softball because it's an amazing game.
It is a
softball.
Okay,
so how many? Hold on, hold on.
Attempt.
How many of the characteristics of your game have carried on into other games over the past? I don't know. Forever.
I don't know. The most recent one is Catherine.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's the sheep game. That's where we had the horns.
Oh, where she licks balls.
Yep. There's two.
That's two. She really licks balls.
No, she. Well, yes, actually, there is.
Oh God.
Anyways.
Okay, so we have...
It's like growing up in Sholo.
So...
God. Sheep's licking balls. What's up?
I'm waiting, so he asked
Well, no, it's just that... Well, you know, the whole I can't let go of the track editor thing.
Well, I'm calling your
the ability to
what you brought
to
the table was a pussy attempt.
It wasn't
to win. It was it just like it was.
It was either that or Dr. Mario, and I'm glad I didn't pick him because he doesn't like Dr. Mario.
Well,
and
I only
love Dr. Mario.
I only like Excite Bike for so long as well.
Ooh.
That's because you're not making your own track, son. Sorry.
He's the judge.
My house, my rules.
I may be just a civil hopper chicken, but fuck you, Your Honor.
No, it's all right.
That's what just happened right there.
That's I'm sorry, I happened. Didn't pick an indie title like Chester did.
It's an indie title.
I never played Snake Rattle and Roll. Have you, Dirk?
I never played it.
Exactly.
That doesn't make it an indie title. It's
it
made by Rare.
It wouldn't
be a game that I would have played because it is Marble Madness-y.
And your dad wouldn't let you play a game that had to do with ball licking.
Oh, no, man. That man would ground the shit out of me.
No, to be fair, I mean, each level, the balls are different. And one level, in level one, they just kind of roll around. In the second level, they've got legs and they run around and jump. In the third level, they bounce.
Fuck.
In one level, they're fish because that's the underwater level. You have to lick
fish.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like salmon eggs.
Okay, so do you have any questions for me?
I'm bringing things a little late to the game here. I'm sorry.
No, because you were very.
Forceful.
Thorough,
yes.
Henry David?
Henry David Thoreau.
No, you were very...
HDT.
I feel like I got raped by your argument. You were very forceful.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm
just... there's the word. You, with your argument, you were extremely articulate.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
He's
I'm so glad that I invited him.
I bet if you look at his
here.
Laptop, he's got the Wikipedia article.
He does.
Open.
He's a very good doctor.
But you all have laptops. You all had this ability.
I don't have a laptop. I just
you have a fucking computer right next.
Yeah, but it's got our logo on it.
It's kind of like a laptop. I mean, it's right above your lap.
All right, I will ask you to render a decision.
Do you need time to deliberate?
Because we don't have it. On the spot, doesn't matter. Just pick a game.
RC Pro-Am.
Oh,
come on! I knew it!
Come
the fuck on!
I knew it!
I knew
he was going to do
that. And
the
circle jerk continues. You guys have fun at Fallout Games.
Oh, bitter? Are you bitter?
No, I knew I was going to win. I actually thought you were going to win because ball licking.
I knew he wasn't going to pick me because I would... It's
no, just with the jokes aside, like just Snake Rattle and Roll as a game. Like,
it's no, game. Just explain sure to them why my game is better. Go ahead.
I just feel that with RC Pro-Am, what it gives you as far as progression of the game and your power ups. Yes, it may suck. You can't spam your power ups, and yes, it may suck that the yellow card can fucking win if you spam it too much. If you are playing the game and you are good, you won't ever have to do that.
Oh, much like the game, you have to bring skill to the table, which is what I do.
How is that any different?
But what brought like Snake Rattle and Roll back up is that you did explain that there are power-ups and there are enemies, but when you explained that the balls do start doing different things, you know, differently and...
Sure. There are many different colored balls.
They can jump around.
Some balls
run.
Give you chlamydia. Right.
When I suck in my stomach, my left one goes up. It's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that normal? Does anyone else do that?
And we found out that Ryan's a worse fucking lawyer than Justin.
Oh, yeah. I would just pick up that big pitcher of water and throw it at the judge.
Fuck you!
I win!
Well, what happened, judge? You all wet.
As much as memorable.
You all washed up?
As much as memorable, or as, God damn it, as memorable as Excite Bike is, you know, it still is. It's a fucking awesome game, you know.
I think it's more nostalgic for me.
I think it's boring.
One,
it only gives so much.
Nice.
You know?
Well,
it's a boring fucking game.
I guess you gotta have someone to play it with, and I played it when I was younger with my brother.
You go back and forth. You have to go back and forth.
And B, the whole seeing who could make a better track, I guess it's more of a... it's not really a co-op game, but like to see, you know, like you make a track and I'm going to play your track.
Who's going to make the jump?
And then I'm going to make a track and my track's going to kick your track's ass. Or you try to make a fucked up track that they can't get through. was a lot of fun. So
there you go.
That's what brought it back for me. It's not, I didn't pay because they're too excited, but yeah. I actually did have a lot of fun.
I'm fucking with you.
I'll fucking
But it,
you.
In the end, I fucking won that shit. Ah, listen.
And this is why I didn't want to fucking say anything, because right, this here. Is going to happen.
You win ibuprofen. Congratulations.
I'm just going to snake rattle and roll my way through this shit.
Well, congratulations, Dirk.
Great, now you lose. Congratulations, snake rattle and roll.
All right, so.
Give me that ibuprofen. No, I just won.
Four battles.
He took away your victory.
Four battles. We are one for Ryan, one for me.
All right.
Yeah, because he won the last battle, right?
Why? There was no contest last time.
Wait, but you said there are four, so there's only two winners?
Well, he meant for FOR. For battles, as far as battles are concerned,
this will go on.
Excuse
so.
Me, I'm Hispanic, so yeah. So it's not Mexican
your,
is my
it's
first
not
language.
Your fault. You're Hispanic.
I'm glad you could be here, because that's actually you may just be our like our battle royale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can be our stand-in judge.
Yeah, I dig it. This is awesome.
Would you stop wearing that shirt every time you come here?
Right. Two
also,
weeks,
you
two weeks
me.
In a row, you've worn that.
We
shirt.
Need to stop wearing different shirts, guys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're fucked up.
Jesus, it's been 2 weeks already. Oh my god.
Anyway, thanks for coming.
Yes, you can.
That's
take a
right.
Shower.
We all wore the same shirt.
Hail Satan, everybody.
DLC, everybody. DLC.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are we going out? We going on this?
Yeah, oh, I thought we were going out on Hail Satan.
Hail Satan, everyone.
Oh, Hail Satan. Well, anyway, Chester's doing the outro.
Well, I would like DLC to plug.
Plug away.
You got some plugs?
Yeah, first
I'd like
off.
You to plug yourself.
Plug. I'm not going to do it.
Plug myself with a snake. first off, Hail Satan, everybody.
It's I'm sorry, but that's Espanol for Stan. Hail Stan. Stan. That's how they say it in Mexico.
Or certain parts of America, Santa.
Santa, thank you.
No, you can find me on Instagram or Twitter. At DLC, that is DEE underscore EL, another underscore.
We'll add them to the Friends of the Show page.
On Instagram, yeah. I post video games. I like to talk about them, make fun of them, whatnot. And Twitter,
and
I just.
Would you please stop posting all those
dick pics? No, I definitely will. And Twitter, I post about once a year during E3. So
also, if you're in the Valley area, stop by a Fallout Games.
Absolutely.
DLC three, will be there.
Yeah, love three locations.
Well, when you walk in and be like, welcome to GameStop, you're like, DLC? Like,
you say GameStop?
Damn it. That's
boo.
Is
there a meh sound on it?
There's no ding anymore.
Nah, I mean,
when you walk into
so
a, when you walk into a Fallout
sounds.
Games, you hear the sultry voice that is...
That black guy that works there, but he might
be
there, too.
It'll be me, but it'll be an old Japanese woman.
Hey, the doctor. Anyway, we'll put him on the Friends of the Show page.
Why you don't buy?
Thank you so much for coming by.
Shut $5.
I'm trying to help
you'll
you.
You'll be here 4 hours. You'll be here 4 hours. You buy, you go.
I feel sorry for your
this
mama.
This is bad.
This is really bad.
This is bad.
What? We love Asians.
Blasians?
Blasians.
Matt's mom.
I really love Blasians.
Huh?
Matt's mom.
No, that's she's not a Blasian.
No, but she's Asian.
Okay. All right, Matt, your mom's hot.
This is just digging a grave.
Yeah, it's just we're trenching it. Like,
all right.
Going
yeah,
down
that's what we do.
Let's leave this thing.
Anyway, we'll put him off the Friends of Show. Thanks
awesome.
For coming
Thank
by,
you.
Man.
Thank
we
you.
Had a great time with you
Absolutely.
Here. Chester,
Absolutely.
Oh, do you want to say where we're at?
I would love to plug the Extra Life. We're raising money for crippled babies.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm going to interject real here. Also,
Jesus Christ has everything to do with it.
No, actually, I've officially named our whole campaign. It's the Casual Cowards Touch Children's Life.
I like that.
With
I
their
did,
generosity.
I saw that.
So
Casual Cowards Touch Children's Lives.
With their generosity.
With generosity.
So anyway, we are on. We're trying to raise lives. God damn it. You fucking talk.
Trying to raise lives? We are some benevolent
Return
motherfuckers.
Return of the Living Dead.
Right? We are raising money to help sick and needy children at the Phoenix Children's Hospital.
In America.
Give us money.
Yeah.
It's not actually going to us. It's going to crippled babies.
Yeah, we don't even get to like touch it and then donate it. We don't even get to see it.
What,
so
the baby,
don't feel bad
the
about
babies
giving.
Are the money. The,
give the money because we don't even get to touch it. It goes into some charity account.
No, but here's what you get. You get a 24-hour gaming marathon of us. Mm-hmm. Like, we will be playing video games for a full 24 hours.
Can you do it?
Oh, we're gonna. Are you kidding?
I know. I'm just asking. No,
but, we're gonna be drinking the whole time too.
The first day
drinking Monster.
The first day we got out to Texas, I was up for 36 hours.
Yeah,
we've all.
I mean,
we've all been up for 24 plus hours at some point in our lives.
Yeah, well, we're old now.
I think it's a lot harder now. sitting still and playing video games for the entire time is going to be the hardest part.
Well, anyway, go to our website, top right hand corner. There's a little
It looks like a PlayStation controller with wings and a Halo.
Click that. Donate whatever you can. We want to raise
money. Eric, like I said last week, $10 an hour. He's pledged $10 an hour.
Yeah, potentially $240,
which is almost a fourth of what our goal is.
Yeah, we have two donations. One's already coming from.
We're already 3% there.
We are 3% there. Super Dirty Best Friends gave us $5. And,
go listen to their stuff.
Ryan's
Super Dirty Best Friends.
And Ryan's mom gave us $25.
Dude, don't let my mom beat you at donations. Come on.
I'm going to pledge at least $2 an hour. That's at least $48 out of my wallet.
No. There you go.
Plus 24 hours of my life.
Will
gladly.
You know what? I don't think the $48 is actually worth 24 hours of your life.
Which are you saying is worth more? Just out of curiosity, the money?
The money.
Whoever donates the most money, I will send them something out of this room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There is some cool stuff in here.
There is some cool stuff in here.
Yeah.
Like that pencil.
There's a bunch of cool pencils. Ryan. There's a bunch of Star Wars action figures over there.
Oh, Ryan. Also,
Ryan will make a visit to your house.
Yeah.
He will send you himself.
He will let you touch his beard.
I'll smoke a pork shoulder for you.
Donate your glasses. You don't need them. You can't see.
I actually have an old pair. If you guys want to burn some ants,
there you go.
Donate like $200.
If you donate,
you get some of these.
Whoever donates the most money can have Ryan's old. All right,
we're gonna cut this shit show short. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we are on iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We will be posting this up on YouTube. So
also on the internet.
Go to casualcars.com.
Oh, we're also on. What are we on this week?
Molly?
Well, I'll do that on the full episodes. Not going to think of a whole new drug.
We might as well have just been doing a full episode. Anyway, again, thank you, DLC, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And Chester, take us out.
This has been Pointcast 30.1. We are the Casual Cowards. My name is Chester.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
Guest DLC.
There you go.
There we go. Sorry, I got to get used to that.
Our nigga.
Bye.
DLC.
GGA.
It's a soft. I'm sorry.
Fuck up.